Business of discussion of the Planning and Zoning Commission Rules of Procedure.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is one we've talked about, I think, on at least two different occasions. It's on this evening, just to adopt the amended rules. So I'm going to run through just real quick what those amendments are. In Rule 1, we realized we needed to do a quick change. The order of business on our agenda is listed in the rules, and we had recently moved public comment to the end, so it properly reflects that. The next change is in the way in which the meetings are handled, and so the amendment is to Rule 15, and specifically 15.3.1. There was a, when we moved our meetings to Wednesdays, the deadline for submitting documents, the 10-day deadline, put us on a weekend, so we changed that to 12 days, which will make it so it ends on a business day. Rule 15.3.2, this is the one that we talked about at some length, to provide an applicant 5 minutes to have a rebuttal, should they need to, after we've had public testimony. And so the new language is inserted into that rule. It says, after the public has had an opportunity to speak during a public hearing, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by the applicant or any party in support of or in opposition to an application unless permitted or requested by the commission. So, you know, that obviously provides the applicant an opportunity to do rebuttal. And just using tonight's hearings as an example, clearly that's not going to be necessary, you know, in many instances. But the intent of that is to allow an applicant, if there's information that needs to be clarified, or there's information that was stated that's not accurate, the applicant gets an opportunity to make that known to the commission. And I would say that, you know, the commission has been pretty active in asking questions of the applicant, and if there's people in favor of or in opposition to an application, and they provide information that the commission questions, you will call the applicant back up. We've got that covered. However, the commission may not necessarily know that there's some inconsistency stated by someone in the public, and that gives the applicant an opportunity to answer those. You know, so there's any number of situations that could come into play. The purpose of that is that for the benefit of the applicants, the publics, and the public and the opposition, and the commission, we have as complete and accurate a record as we possibly can. So that's the goal of that. And then the last one is to add a new Rule 20. This has to do with information technology. I'm going to read this one because if there's anybody watching or listening, so they know what it is. This is a change, and it's one that staff felt strongly about and the county's IT department has felt strongly about, so that we have we don't corrupt any of the county's systems by somebody bringing a USB drive, and also the staff's not burdened with having to deal with IT at the last minute. So I'm going to read these. Just bear with me for a second. Rule 20.01 now says all electronic media, including but not limited to flash drives, USB devices, and similar devices to be used during a presentation by an applicant or the public shall be provided to the director of planning and zoning or his or her designee no later than the close of business on the business day prior to the commission meeting date, so that the media or device can be screened for any corruption or possible adverse effect upon Sussex County computers, IT, and AV system. The director of planning and zoning and the information technology department, the directors of the planning and zoning and the information technology department shall have the right in their sole discretion to deny use of such media or device within Sussex County systems, including its AV systems. In the event that the media or device is not provided in the required time frame or its use is denied, it shall not be connected to the county systems nor utilized during the commission's meeting. Note, the preferred method of providing such media in advance of a commission meeting is by emailing a PDF of it to pnz@sussexcountyde.gov, and that's pandz@sussexcountyde.gov, in lieu of a flash drive, USB, or similar device. Rule 20.02 is, it shall be prohibited to utilize or click on any out-of-network links included as part of any electronic media. And then Rule 20.03, During the commission's meeting, it shall be the responsibility of the person utilizing any electronic media, including approved flash drives, USB devices, information uploaded to the Sussex County Land Use Application Docket, et cetera, to navigate or advance or reverse through such media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on any presenter's behalf. And so those are the rule amendments. It's as simple as you all, somebody making a motion to adopt the amended rules of procedure for the Planning and Zoning Commission. Before you do that, the other thing, it's not in the rules, but these last two with regard to information technology, I think we'll figure out some boilerplate language to add to the agendas as well.
Operational question.
Mm-hmm.
They're navigating the presentation. Internet access.
Correct. And but if they're using county.
Yeah, it would either be screen or it'd be a PDF that.
But you're not checking the hyperlink that's included.
Without revealing too much about our security,
but
there are mechanisms to stop people accessing malicious content that way.
So. Yeah, so yeah, that was one of the things we checked with the IT folks.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. And obviously, we'll be a little flexible in the start of this, you know. But I will tell you, it's frustrating to see staff when, you know, everybody's taking minutes and trying to just keep track of things to have to navigate an applicant's presentation. You know, that should be the burden on the applicant to do. So, and this that should make the meetings go better. So, again, all we need is a motion to adopt the amended rules of procedure for the Planning and Zoning Commission of Sussex County, Delaware.
Motion to adopt.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the new rules of the commission. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
Little suspense. We'll also I'll get to staff these so they'll be because they're currently on the website, so they can be uploaded on the county's website as well.
Anything else for the good or the order?
Yeah, can you add that commissioners aren't allowed to go to Key West on Wednesdays?
I wouldn't think there would have to be a rule, but who knew?
Well, I think the rule should be in the future if that's happening, that we all need to be there. but, you know, there's a lot to work out.
Yes, Mr. Whitehouse.
Mr. Chairman, we don't have an agenda item for it today, but we will certainly add an agenda item for the next meeting, recognition of Mr. Mears.
Oh, thank you, and hopefully you'll be presenting my retirement package.
I will be getting some statistical information on how many hearings you participated in.
Okay, hearing nothing else, we'll close the meeting. Peace and harmony prevailed.